No Promises. That's Shane Ward on Nova 103.5. Francois van Cooke will be performing at the Soundgarden in Swakopmund next Saturday. Of course, we know him from all the bands that he was involved in, the one that we're not allowed to say on radio, as well as van Cooke Cartel. He's also performed with all sorts of well-known South African artists like Karen Zoid, Jack Parrow, performed with other bands as well. And I'm trying to get him on the line. Looks like he is there. I've been struggling a second, so let's see. It does look like he is available now, so let's see if we can get him on. We got Francois, you there?
Morning. Sorry to keep you waiting.
No problem. At least we managed to connect finally. As I was telling everyone, you're going to be in Swakopmund performing at the Soundgarden next Saturday. Are you looking forward to a trip to Swakop?
Yes, very much. I played at Soundgarden for the first time last year, and it was enormous success. It was wonderful to be there. I don't get to Namibia that often, maybe once a year for a show. So it's always nice to make the trip out there. And Swakop is beautiful. I'm definitely going to have a little bit of a run down the coast on Sunday morning too after the show.
I'm glad you said that, because that's going to lead perfectly into a question I've got lined up for you in just a little bit. But first, I mean, obviously, as you say, you've played the Soundgarden before. It's a more intimate venue than, for example, your shows at the Sunbed Arena or Times Square in Pretoria. And I don't want you to say which you prefer, but how does the venue influence the type of show that you put on, or does it even?
Yeah, it definitely does. Yeah, I normally do like in the smaller venues and theaters, I do a more kind of acoustic show. So it's just me and my guitar player, Richard. It's stripped down, just two acoustic guitars, and we play a bit of everything that I've done in my career for something from the last 22 years, but stripped down versions of it all. So I really like the dynamic of that too. It's like, I guess, a little bit more chilled. And I mean, people can listen to the lyrics a little bit better, I guess, than with a loud rock band behind you.
Mm.
And at bigger shows, I play obviously with a full band, Die Gevaar, and then, yeah, that's obviously loud and raucous and crazy, which is also cool. So, I like the dynamic of both. The acoustic shows also kind of tend to get rowdy towards the end of the night normally as well. So always ends up in a bit of a party.
Very cool. So like you said, it's a smaller, you and a guitarist. In the past, as I was telling everyone, you've of course performed with your various bands alongside other bands as well, and also alongside other well-known South African artists like Karen Zoid and Jack Parrow, just to name, two of the many. But if you could perform with any band or artist, alive or dead, what do you think your dream gig would be?
Yes, man, I'm a massive Beatles fan. So, I mean, just seeing them live would have been incredible. Paul McCartney is still playing.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm really considering on making a mission to go see him before, he stops playing, because yeah, he's like 82 or something. I saw Willie Nelson is still playing at 92, which freaks my mind, and still touring at 92. That's insane. I feel like at 44, I sometimes feel I'm too old to tour, but Willie Nelson is still doing it at 92. He's like the man.
Yep.
But I think the Beatles, I think current bands, I'm a massive Queens of the Stone Age fan, uh-huh, as well. Playing alongside them would be incredible.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. Back to the show in Swakop then, what people can expect. One of the songs off your latest album, Die Reimte, is called Victor Ladorum. That's got an amazing music video with loads of cameos with famous South African sports stars. Everybody needs to go and watch that video. But were you starstruck at all working with any of them?
It was a very, very interesting project. It was kind of me and a director, cameraman, as one. So we were a team of two, and we traveled all over the country to go kind of hook up with these sports stars. And basically, the conversation came from my side. I'll call myself the producer on this thing, because I kind of had to get in touch with everyone. So I kind of sent messages on Instagram, or some of them I had their numbers, like Rassie van der Dissen, at least I had a number for. But some of them I would just send an inbox message on Instagram. Hey, Damien, will you come play rugby with me for 2 hours for a music video? Like, ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like, asking Rake Nettling if I can come swim with him. And, like, do you have a pool that we can swim in? You know, like that kind of vibe. But it was lots of fun. And obviously, I'm a massive sports fan. So it was really cool dealing with them. I was definitely starstruck. And afterwards, I felt like, like there was a load off my shoulders. Like I was like, oh, it's hectic working with all these super famous sports people. It was intense, you know what I mean? So afterwards I kind of felt, ah, oh, I've achieved, I've done it. But yeah, it was a lot of fun, and it was very good to keep the ego in check, losing against everyone, you know what I mean?
It was a very cool music video, as I said. Everyone needs to go and give it a watch. I mean, the song you say is, it's not about, you know, not trying so hard to fit in and play the game on other people's terms. And you did mention in Swakop, and everybody loves to go for a run at the coast. You know, is running the only sport? Are you sporty in general? Do you enjoy exercising?
Dude, I was very sporty when I was in school, I guess. I played rugby, I guess, as serious as you can play in high school. Played a bit of cricket. Now, and then after school, I didn't do any exercise for probably 15 years. For 16 years, I think. From 18 to 34. I was just exercising my arm, lifting the beers. And then when I realized I'm completely out of shape, I had to do something. I started getting into fitness. I've done a couple of marathons, and I box very regularly. So I guess those two are my main sports at the moment, running and boxing. I do those two very regularly, and I love both of them.
Oh, nice. If you want to carry on touring like Willie, you probably need it. I feel the same. Sitting at, what am I now? 46. Yeah, the exercise is very, very important. So yeah, just a reminder for everyone, the show is happening at the Soundgarden in Swakop on Saturday, the 26th of July. Tickets are $350 Namibia per person. They're available at the Soundgarden. They're available from web tickets and at Model Stores, of course, recently rebranded Model Stores. Francois, we mentioned your latest album, Die Reimte, and I want to play out from the title track from the song. I know that song's kind of got a very special message for your kids in it as well. Can you tell us a little bit about the song?
Yeah. My daughter is almost 9 years old now. So I'd say maybe like 2 years ago, before I started working on this album, she really got into space and kind of all things sciencey, and I think she kind of realized the vastness of space, just that how massive it is, and that we can't kind of comprehend the size, you know what I mean? And I started telling her I love you more than space, and then I put that in the song. And yeah, it is a very special song for me because it's kind of like about the battle in my mind about being on the road and touring and being away from everything that I love. But yeah, the chorus is me kind of coming home and seeing my family. So yeah, very, very as personal as it can get. And yeah, the reason I called the album Die Reimte was because of that song and that lyric for my kids.
Francois, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning, and all the best for the show next weekend.
Thank you, man. Can't wait. See everyone in Swakop. Let's go.